Parsha Shemois, Tovshinayim Vav. So this week we enter a new part of the Torah. We finished Seder Bereishis last week, and this week we begin Seder Shemois and Parsha Shemois. And it's really a whole different world, a whole new way of looking at things, and a whole new type of learning that we do. And Siv Shalom tells us, and speaks in throughout the entire Seder of Shemois, the Nesiv Shalom speaks about how the theme that runs through the entire Sefer Shemois is that of Golus and Geula. Whereas before we were speaking about the Avos and the Midas of the Avos and the Shvatim and the way they grew up and the way they were born and what they did, now we move on to the lessons of Golus and Geula. And Nesiv Shalom, in his way that he always speaks, he says that no part of the Torah and nothing in Yiddishkeit and nothing that ever happens is something that's just like a history lesson and something that happened long, long ago, once upon a time. Anything that happened, and anything that happened to our Avos, and anything that happened to Klal Yisrael, and especially what happened in Mitzrayim, and Golus Mitzrayim, Geulus Mitzrayim, is full and replete with lessons for every one of us. And the Pasuk says, near when Klal Yisrael was already starting to the Avoida, the work that the Mitzrayim were putting on Klal Yisrael was getting very, very heavy, and the Torah tells us, Vayihi bayomim harabim lohem, after many days, and what happened was, Vayomos melech Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim died, Vayayonchu b'nei Yisrael minu Avoida. And the Klal Yisrael, the Torah tells us that they gave a sigh. They sighed from the Avoida, from the work. Vayizaku, and they cried out, Vatal Shabbosom El Hashem in HaAvoida. Their pleas and their cries reached Hashem. And the Torah continues. And after this sigh that they gave out, Vayishma Elikim Es Nakosom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard Es Nakosom, and then Vayizkor Elikim Es Brisoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered the covenant, he remembered the promise that he had given to the Avos, Vayeda Elikim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, the Torah, Pashut Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, and if you look at the Targum says that, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu know? Sometimes you have to look, you look in the Targum and you realize that the questions that we have in the Pasuk sometimes are translated and spelled out in the Targum. And when I was being Mavasetzi this week, I saw the Targum says, what's Vayed Alekim? Hashem knew that it's time to take out Klal Yisrael. It's time to take them out of Mitzrayim. And like we said, this Parsha of Mitzrayim is really allotted a very, very large portion and a part of the Torah. In the Torah where we medayik on every letter, you could have a whole Gemara and a whole drasha on why there's an extra letter and why there's one little word extra, the part of the of Mitzrayim is allotted a very, very large part in Torah. And the Siva Shalom says that's for a very good reason, because it's to teach us so many lessons about Golos, so many lessons about Golos of Klal Yisrael, and so many lessons of for each individual person. People throughout their lives go through their own personal, individual galus, where sometimes you don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you this way, or sending you this way, or why you wander this way. And the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the lessons of Golus and Geulas Mitzrayim, are also lessons for people in their personal lives, the lessons of that type of galus. And the pasuk that we just said, Vayihi bayomim harabim ahim, Vayayonchu, and they sighed out for the Avoida, says in the Siva Shalom, that is the first lesson that we need to know. What does that mean? For 210 years, the Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. They were in such a down matzav. They were feeling so down from the work and how they were being oppressed that they could not even sigh. You know, like somebody who feels, you know, when a person feels that there's no hope at all, so that type of person does not sigh, does not give out a sigh, because it's hopeless. And sometimes people, you go through a period of your life or a matzah where you just feel like, I can't anymore. And then you resign and you don't sigh out. And it's brought down in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, by by Kriyas Yam Suf in Parshas Beshalach, the pasuk says that they were running away from. Then the pasuk says Sogar Alehem Hamidbar, that they were enclosed. The Midbar, the Torah tells us that it was they were enclosed by the Midbar. And the Sefer Shalom says we can make a drasha that what was happening in Mitzrayim, we could put the vowels, the nekudos, under the word, don't say Sagar Alehem HaMidbar, Sagar Alehem HaMidaber. They couldn't even talk. They were so hurt and so down from what was going on in Mitzrayim, Sagar Alehem HaMidaber. Their mouths were, so to speak, were closed. Their koyach hadibur was taken away. And the ability to talk was not there. They could not be mispala. And a sigh, we know, a sigh is a step up, says in the Sefer Shalom. It's still without words, but the neshama is speaking. When a person sighs out, you mean to be saying something very, very heavy. You mean to be saying something very, very big, but it's your neshama speaking. You're doing it without words. It's an inner sigh of somebody who feels distant from Hashem. When a person realizes that what's really wrong here, you get down to what's really wrong, the biggest problem of Golus, why do you sigh? Why did Bnei Yisrael finally sigh at this point when they were in Golus? Because the biggest problem of Golus we need to realize and we need to know is that we are distant from Hashem. That we feel terrible that Hashem is not happy enough with us to bring us back to Him. That we're distant from Hashem now. Vatal shavosam el ha'alekim min ha'avoida. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, it tells us that they cried out min ha'avoida. The pasuk that we just read, Vatal shavosam el ha'alekim min ha'avoida. Why? They cried out because they were far from what kind of avoida? Avoidas Hashem. Not the pasuk shot in the pasuk is because of the work, that the physical work they were doing. But we can learn in this pasuk, they cried out to Hashem, min ha'avoida, because they were far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They couldn't be an Oved Hashem. And that is the sigh. That is the sigh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard. And that's the sigh that the Bnei Yisrael in the Pasuk, Vayar Elikim es Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elikim. What did Hashem know? Hashem knew that now, once we're sighing like that, now we're ready to reconnect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to open the Shari Geula. And we see too, by the Nes Purim. The Nes Purim, where did the Nes Purim really get started? The Pasuk tells us, by Yizak Ze'okog Doylo Mara. It says about Mordechai, it says that they let out, that he let out a cry. And once they cried, right away we see, even before Tefillah, even before they davened, they cried out. That alone was enough to tell Hashem, okay, they're crying out for me. So now we could turn around. Now I could bring a Geula. Now I could bring a Yeshua. Now I could save them. And the Torah is teaching us here that the Inyan of Golos, and we have to know this today, what is the Inyan of Golos? Why do we remain in Golos after almost 2,000 years? Is because we don't feel, we need to feel the disconnect from Hashem. We need to feel first and foremost that we are disconnected from Hashem and we're not close to Hashem. And once we can sigh, when we realize that, we're able to open up all the doors, and all the doors that are closed to us. When you sigh out to Hashem and you say, Hashem, the real problem is that we're not close. That is the beginning of your Yeshua. Like a prince, says in the Nesiv HaShalom, a prince that's been captured. And what happened? They imprisoned the prince, and now he's in prison, and he's hungry, and he's feeling really rotten about himself, and he's in pain. And of course, the prince, when he's in prison, he feels all those things. He feels like he's in pain, and he feels like he's hungry. Yet, what's really going on over here? What's really going on over here is that the biggest problem that the prince has is because he's estranged and distant from the king. Because the prince knows if he was close to the king would take care of all his problems. He would be back by his father's palace, and he'd be lacking nothing. So whereas everything and all the exterior things are bothering him, he's cold, he's in pain, he's hungry, but what's the real problem? Let's zero in on the real problem. The real problem is that you belong in your father's house. And as Klal Yisrael, we have to know that if we were close to Hashem, we wouldn't be feeling all the pain that we feel now in Golos. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayeda Alekim, It says that after Klal Yisrael sighed out, Vayeda Lekim, Hashem knew, Zokta Nesiva Shon, that only Hashem can understand that sigh of the Neshama, that sigh that we give out when we want to be closer to Hashem, only Hashem can understand that. Malachim understand Dibur. The angels can understand when people speak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, only Hashem understands a sigh. And it's for that reason, we know we'll speak about it in the next few weeks, and we'll speak about it hopefully when we get close to Pesach also. And we know from Pesach that the Geula had to happen. Lo Yayidei Malach. V'lo Yayidei Shaliach. Not through a messenger, and not through an angel. The Geula had to happen through Hashem, because only Hashem heard, only Hashem understood our sigh, and only Hashem knew that now we are telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to be close, and we want to come back. When we want the Geula, we say in Davening on Shabbos, Mimkoim Cha Malkeinu Sofia. We're asking you, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from your place, our King, Mimkoim Cha Malkeinu Sofia. We're asking Hashem to help us. Because the Malachim can listen to our Dibur, but they can't really know what we're feeling, the sigh of our Neshama. And when a Jew sighs, says the Nesiva Shalom, it says, it is telling Hashem that we're not complacent with our matzav of Golos. With all the barriers that are now up between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they separate us from Hashem, when we sigh, we're telling Hashem we're unhappy with that. Complacency, you see, the Shalom brings from the Kabrina Rav, Chusa Yagin Aleinu, he tells us so many times in the Nesiva Shalom, that one of the worst things that can happen to a person is when you're complacent. When it's okay, when we're ready to roll along with life, so I'm not doing so well, so I'm not close to Hashem, so I'm not learning, so I'm not davening, so I'm not doing anything right, I'm doing this wrong. When you're complacent, when you don't have a drive, okay, so I had a bad day, I'm not happy, tomorrow's going to be a better day. When a person is complacent, that's one of the worst things, so that's the beginning of the end, because then there's no hope, then you're not sighing out, then you're not looking to do better. And that is the lesson of this week's parsha. And the lesson that we're learning, says in the Nesiva Shalom, is that the sigh, just like in Mitzrayim, when they let out a sigh and they said, no, that's it, we're not happy anymore. We're too far from Hashem. We're not happy. And they let out that sigh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Hashem hears. Hashem hears when we tell Hashem, we want to be closer to you, we're unhappy. And that's the lesson for today. It's not just for Mitzrayim, it's not for the other Golias that we went through. For the past 2,000 years, and we spoke about a little bit last week, we have to understand that we have problems in this Golos. The Sinas Chinam, what's going on? No, we can't just roll along with it. We can't be complacent. We have to sigh out and say, Hashem, we want to be better. We want to be close to you. And let's hope that we learn the lessons of this week's Parsha. And we don't just have to look back to Geulas Mitzrayim. We can have a Geula of our own.